His name's Mr. Willis, his friends call him Woo. His life's an example of what one can do. He was left by the trail and put out a whale. Tons of rain pouring on him was filling him through. But now he eats the Woo food, he drinks the Woo water, he sleeps on the orange rug just like he ought to. He plays with his toys, he romps in the yard, he chews up his cows and his life ain't too hard. Not too many people would take him astray, but they'd eat him by and she took him away. Cause she knew she had to save him from doom, and she took out an ad in the paper that day. And now he eats the Woo food, he drinks the Woo water, he sleeps on the orange rug just like he ought to. He plays with his toys, he romps in the yard, he chews up his cows and his life ain't too hard. But the Woo's little freckle was far from over. She gave him to yups who knew nothing about pups. They expected him never to go in his grade. When they were the ones who were coming home late, they were calling him Jethro and thought him not right, and returned him to Tate. He said he wasn't quite right.
Meanwhile, out in Drum Station, Maria was warning.
J.R. had just died, she'd been there by his side. She was heartbroken by the sad loss of her pet. That dog was the best friend she ever had met. Every night she'd come home and she'd work for an ad, and she found one from Katie that did not look too bad. When Rhea met Woover, a jumped in her chest. He's funny and happy, and that passed her test. So she took him on home, and now he's her own. And I'm guessing by now that you all know the rest. Cause now he'll dope the Woo food, he'll dance in his water, he sleeps with Maria, not where he oughta. He dissects his toys, he tears up the yard, he chews up his cows, and his life ain't too hard.